of Zion Teves, 27th day of Teves, and the Tanya is on page 207 in chapter 14. In the beginning of the chapter, the beginning of Perek Yud Daled, the Alter Rebbe describes how the Beinoni is always correct and always holy in his thought, speech, and deed, because even as the heart demands unholy things, or is attracted to unholy things, the Beinoni is able to refuse it and to turn his behavior, his thought, speech, and deed to godliness. And that's why every person can be a Beinoni at any time, because to be a Beinoni is a matter of behavior and performance, and that every person is capable of doing at all times. Page 207. Masha'ein came bedover ha-moser le-lev, which is not the case in those things that are dependent on the heart, not the action and behavior, but on the feelings of the heart, da-hainu, she-yehe ha-ja-mos mamish be-lev v'soni b'tach-le-sino, that the evil should be despised in the heart, and it should be utterly hated, o-ya-filu she-le b'tach-le-sino, or even if it's not an utter hate, like the incomplete tzaddik, but still it is a hatred in the heart and a despising of evil. This cannot be an absolute truth. It can't be a true experience other than through the intense love for God that is b'bechinas ava b'taynugim l'hisanig al Hashem. This is the love that was described earlier, that a tzaddik has, a love of God that is not an intense, fiery love, but a love of pleasure. A pleasurable love. Ava b'taynugim. In that he takes delight and pleasure in God, and that takes away and channels off the energy of the animal soul, which is basically pleasure, and brings it also into godliness. But this is me'ein olam haba. This is a foretaste of the way it will be in the world to come, where all pleasure will be of godliness. V'alzeh amr rizal, and concerning this taste of the world to come, the sages say, olam chatira b'chayecha, that there are occasions where a person can get a taste of the world to come, even in this world. But ve'ein kol adam zeichel lazeh, but not every person merits this, not every person will get this taste, ki zeh ke'ein kibul schar, because it is not something that we are obligated to accomplish or to attain. Instead, it is more like a reward for our efforts. And that reward is not always given in this world. U'kidachsiv avedas matona eten et kuhunaschem. As it says, and as is explained elsewhere, that the level of kohuna of the Kohen, which is a level of love of God, is given as a gift. It's not something a person can rise to on his own efforts, but rather it is a matana, it is a gift given from above. And it isn't given to everybody, it is given at God's discretion, and so the average person, the average Beinoni, can't aspire to become a tzaddik, because there's nothing he can do to create this kind of love within himself. It has to be given from above, and either it is given or it's not. The Lochin Omar Iyev, and that's why Iyev was able to say, Barosot Tzadikim. Iyev said, he's quoted in the Gemara, that God who created the righteous and the sinful. So the Rebbe asked earlier in the beginning of Tanya, how can Iyev say God created Tzadikim? Isn't good and evil a matter of freedom of choice? So how could he say that God created tzaddikim? How can he say that God created rishayim? But now we understand, because the level of tzaddik is a given level. It's something that has to be given from above as a reward. And as we find in the Zohar in Tikkunim, sheyesh ben neshamas Yisrael kama mini madregis ubchineis, that among the souls of Jews there are many different types, chasidim, gibeirim, hamizgabrim al yitzram, moriteza, neviim, tzaddikim, etc. Ayinshem. So we find that there are different types of souls, and one of the types is the soul of a tzaddik. So being a tzaddik is a category unto itself that has to do with the level of your neshama. And so the level of tzaddik is something that is more given than acquired, and therefore everybody can be a beinoni at any time, because the beinoni doesn't have to have this love, doesn't have to have this condition of the heart. In the beinoni, the heart is not necessarily holy at all times. Whereas the level of tzaddik, not everyone can be a tzaddik, not everyone will be a tzaddik, and therefore to aspire to be a tzaddik is not always the desirable thing. In the Hayyim Yem, for the 27th of Teves, the Rebbe writes, Rabbeinu Hazokin Omar, the Alter Rebbe said, Idish Gashmius is Ruchmius. The material, physical wealth of a Jew is really spiritual. The Eibishter gibt uns Gashmius, mir sollen davon machen Ruchmius. Because God gives us Gashmius-like things that we should make of it something spiritual. Amol, as es is Lerega Nishtazei, and on occasion, when for a moment, God is not providing a lot of physical things, darf man geben dem Eibishten afilu minchas oni. So we have to give God even a pauper's offering, and then git er afilu, and then he will give, generously he will give us a lot. This idea that the Jewish gashmius becomes ruchnius happens to correspond to the halacha of the Rambam, or the Hilchas HaRambam, where at this particular stage, following each day, representing another pedik, another halacha, this day corresponds to Hilchas Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, and Brachos. All of them are physical objects which we make something spiritual of it.